In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
SansPants Radio, your erotic ASMR boyfriend.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everyone, this is a live recording of our very first Brisbane show, recorded on the 26th of May at Copperface Jack's. No video recording of this one, and we were having a couple of mic issues, so sorry about that, but we hope you enjoyed the episode.
It's fine. You're worrying too much. I see you with that drink in your hand, and I know that 5 minutes in, you're going to be so annoyed that you have that drink in your hand.
I am.
No.
Hey, Zamed, what's your trick? No.
Oh.
I'm already annoyed at holding this.
I knew it was going to... That's why mine is on away. The floor. I'll have it afterwards. I'm a patient boy.
Anyway, this is a great bit, but Let's get into Plumbing the Death Star.
Yes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star from Brisbane.
Woo!
Where we ask the important questions like, which Nintendo character would make the best hero of Gotham?
So, immediately I want to put out, he's big, he's green. King K. Rool.
Oh, deep cut, yeah, straight
off
the bat.
Deep cut.
So
who the hell is King K. Rool?
From Donkey Kong Country to 64, he was a big alligator. Yes. Very fat, with a cape and a crown, who caused menace for the Kongs.
By stealing their bananas.
Yes.
All right, so...
And putting them on a ship.
All right, so first off, he's got a cape. That's good.
That's a fucking great start.
Yep. He's stealing bananas.
Yeah, so but in this, he's the hero of Gotham, know, so there's no bananas being stolen.
Oh, because I was going to say, then he's keeping the town of Gotham high in potassium.
Or low in potassium low if in he's potassium. Stealing it.
Everyone's so got the sore muscles, they can easily be beaten up, which is good, yeah. Because everyone in Gotham is criminal scum.
But like, if he's stealing from dirty apes to give to the people of Gotham,
yeah.
That's pretty good. Then he's giving them bananas.
I don't want to start a Kong Gotham civil war. Civil war?
Yeah.
Just any kind of war with the Kongs and the Gothamites.
Fair.
I don't want that to happen. So for this, he's just got, if he does have to steal bananas from Gotham, there's, I guess, a bit of a banana crime wave.
Yep.
At the start, where he gets all the bananas, everybody's low in potassium, then he cleans the streets up. He's big, he's bulky, he's really good at organizing things.
Yeah, he is pretty good at organizing.
Because in every Donkey Kong game, he's got all the Kremlings, which are like the bad guys, working for him. Stealing bananas as well. So, you know, he knows what he's doing, I guess is my point.
All right. How good is he at embezzling from his own company?
Well, he doesn't have to be Batman, does he? Because well, I don't think King K. Rool has a company.
But my barometer of what makes a good hero of Gotham is to follow the tenets of Batman, which is usually wearing a cape and stealing from your own company.
Okay, well, he doesn't have a company because he's an alligator.
Okay.
But he does, I guess, I mean, like, all the Kremlings kind of work from him, but I don't know if they have currency other than bananas. So good.
So he works pretty cheap.
Yeah, like...
Works for bananas.
And I guess, because he's got henchmen, you know, and you could choose Bowser for this as well. It's much the same. They police Gotham for it.
I like that you're like, yeah, Bowser's exactly the same. Why would I pick someone that everyone would know when I can pick someone that barely anyone knows?
Well, my reasoning was that King K. Rool has, like, alligator henchmen, but Bowser has Goombas. And a Goomba is not going to stop a crime because you're just like...
Admittedly, a Goomba is a good enemy because if it kills you when you touch it, my first instinct isn't going to be like, I'm going to stand on this thing.
That's, you don't know it. So, like, you're a bunch of, like, New York gangsters.
Yeah.
No, you're Gotham gangsters. You see a Goomba, one of you picks it up and dies. You're like, oh, my God. All right, I change it to Bowser. Bowser's better. In fact, Goombas. Just thousands of Goombas.
Best hero Gotham's ever had.
Just because, like... Oh, wait, no.
If you're going to go with minions, that's killing Shy Guys.
What does a Shy Guy do?
Well, because you think about it, look at Gotham, right? You got like, say, 100 of little Shy Guys floating around on clouds.
Yeah.
Someone does a crime, they're like, whoop, with their little fishing rod, grab them, take them away. Into prison.
Yeah, I mean, like, whoop. That works. Drop them in the sea.
Drop them in the sea. Like a reverse Mario Kart, where they're like, instead of getting you back on track, off
they
the
take
track.
You off the track.
Do can something I just, wrong? Whoop.
Whoop. Can I just choose a henchman? Because, like, how great for Koopas? Like, yeah. You know that you get the Koopa, you smash the turtle out of it or whatever, and you just send the shell flying, and it knocks people down.
They don't have a good sense of good and bad. They just sort of take out everyone.
Are you saying that if Bowser picked up a Goomba, he'd die?
I guess.
They do seem kind of mindless. They kind of walk around, which is why I reckon Shy Guys. They at least have a bit more of intelligence.
I think with a Koopa shell, that's going to take out thousands of innocent civilians.
Yeah.
I was going to say the.
You imagine, okay, you're walking down the street, you see a giant turtle thing, you either accidentally somehow step on it or freak out and like, kick it.
Dead.
And then you're like,
the shell comes back.
You then kick it, it hits a bunch of, like, civilians, bounces off, like, a wall, comes back at you. You're like, what the fuck? And you get smacked.
Dead. Yeah, I guess the downside or a con to my trying to be the hero of Gotham is that I'm just killing people. So there's no actual deterrent, just a lot of dead.
Which is why I think Shy Guys are your better minion, because they're at least a little bit more precise. Because someone's doing a crime, they can just be like, whoop.
Dropping people in the sea is still murder. If they drown, that is...
They don't have to be dropped in the sea. They can be dropped into Arkham. Whoop, whoop.
You're just walking along, you just hear, whoop. You're like, oh, they got one. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh,
that's
shouldn't good. Have been a crime.
God, it's nice that the city got cleaned up. Whoop. Yeah. No, but it's fucking Gotham, so you'd be lying in bed just hearing, whoop, 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 whoop. You're like, oh, my fucking God.
When will it end?
And like,
the answer is it won't. Everyone's a criminal in Gotham.
And think about, what, like, the Joker taking on a bunch of Shy Guys? He can't kill them all. He's gonna like, whoop.
Got it.
Any
of Batman's villains, Killer Croc,
Killer Croc, drop him in the ocean, he swims back to shore.
Well, yeah, I like that Because Abbott's like, oh, you drop them in the sea and they'll swim, like either die or swim back. And you're like, if they swim back, look, they deserve, they can be criminals. Look, they survived the
Imagine
sea.
Imagine getting the penguin just wing. Wing. Off he goes. It's real easy. Riddler, riddle me this, Shy Guys, where is... Off they go.
Also, I'd like to point out that I said Hero of Gotham, not Batman. So I like to imagine the situation Batman exists.
Off he goes, embezzling from his, like, company.
Here's a problem, though. Like,
no capes.
No capes. Like, my boy King K. Rool. But, so, the Shy Guys are just in kind of whoever. Because what is a crime for a Shy Guy? Like, do I get to dictate it when they come? When I'm like, we're cleaning up Gotham, but the Shy Guy's like, all right, Jackson, well, what's a crime? And I'm like, well, these things are evil offenses.
Yeah.
Or the Shy Guy's just doing it willy-nilly and, like, I don't know, like minor crime. Somebody jaywalks in the sea. I don't want to be responsible for that.
A car goes slightly off course.
I feel like eventually I'm getting in trouble.
Well, you say that. Eventually, like you wouldn't be like first five. Like one of the first five people dropped in the sea, Jackson Bailey.
Yeah.
All right, Shy Guys, go.
What did I do?
My creation has turned on me. Why does this always happen?
I think there wouldn't be I guess con is that there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I guess how are you policing them from being evil?
But that's my point. Whereas with a Goomba, which is largely, it's just a mushroom. I just let a bunch of them loose and let God fate take its course.
It feels like you just sort of
Goomba them all, let God decide. That's my plan.
It feels like you're making now Gotham, like, you're introducing another problem. Kind of like a natural disaster. It's
or
like,
a plague.
Gotham now just has
this
Goombas.
Sounds heaps like a plague.
Well, it does.
Here's a terrible thought.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, Gotham, like you said, is very full of criminals.
Everyone's a criminal.
About 90%.
So, 100. If I did introduce Goombas, the amount of people that died, whether or not they were a criminal or not, at the end, we end up net better. Do you know what I mean? Like, a plague would probably be pretty good for Gotham, because then you end up with, like, 10% of the Gotham population, and that's, like, 10% of the people, which is easier to control, and then you make them good. Is there a Nintendo character that's the plague?
I was thinking that, like,
I don't think
the
so.
The viruses right. from Dr. Mario.
Yeah, those guys.
They're probably a plague.
Get everyone sick, and then you get 10% of the population. You're like, be good. There's only 10% of you left. And then I fixed Gotham. That was the plan.
One star out of five.
I patented 5 stars. Oh, no.
Yes. Patented 5 star.
Yeah, thing. And I only got one?
Yeah, that's
for
not
which
good.
Of my, like, 8 billion options?
They're all not great. They're all not heroes.
They're all one starers.
They're all one starers.
What
I'm
about
sorry.
The Goombas?
That's definitely a one star. I'll give you...
Jesus.
Shy Guys.
That's what it would sound like up close. You'd be like, oh my God.
I'll give you 2 for the Shy Guys.
Yeah.
All right.
One and a half, I changed my mind.
Okay, how about this?
All right.
So from Pokemon.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Ash.
Ash?
Yeah.
A 10-year-old child.
He can only get 6 criminals at a time.
With a lot of Pokemon.
Oh, with his okay, so he's not just catching the criminals.
Gotta get him all. Penguin, got
That's
him.
That's what I was assuming.
Mr. Freeze, got him.
Get Penguin, put Joker, it in your PC, him. Forget about it.
No.
Digital jail.
Bunch of
Actually,
Pokemon.
That's fine. His idea's better.
Ah! Well, I thought I was winning with Goombas, and then you gave me Shy Guys.
Nah, fair.
I'm going to give you a Pokeballs.
All right, so yeah, Pokeballs. Catching. So it can only catch...
No, you can only have 6 on you, but 6 you wouldn't want criminals on you. You put them all in the PC.
Can I only catch ones that are sort of animal-based?
Well,
how do Pokemon balls work?
I always assumed it was just a moral thing, the reason you didn't catch other people. And I always thought it'd be real scary if you're like, well, you try and catch like a Diglett and a guy runs past. And then you're like, do I let him out of the Pokeball and face the potential legal consequences?
Or... do I enter a gym with my sweet new Pokemon? Gary! Gary, get him! Yeah.
Just open the Pokeball and runs past you in the other direction. Brock or whatever is like, is that a fucking guy?
Did you just summon a dude?
the fuck did you do that? And you're like, you know, you can just put guys in the Pokeballs.
This changes
There's
everything.
There's like no rules to it, Brock. It's crazy. Then you catch Brock.
Got it.
Use Brock to fight your battles.
Use Brock to fight Misty. Use Brock and Misty. Good. Humans have no typing. But, yes.
So, Pokeballs. I reckon Pokeballs is a pretty good hero of Gotham.
The problem is that you have to... I mean, if you have, like, a laptop on you... Because yeah. you've got to put them in your PC so you can catch more criminals. But if you have your laptop on you, put them in a digital
portable
jail.
Portable hard drive, mate.
Gotham.exe or whatever.
Arkham.exe.
Delete.
Yeah. No. Drop your laptop in a lake. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That's there's a Scarecrow, Mr. Death? Freeze, and Joker. Whoopsie daisies.
What
Sorry,
happens
Batman?
If you put, like, you put your Pokemon on a PC, yeah?
Yeah.
What happens if I drop that PC in a river? Like,
or what happens if I use Control-C, Control-V?
Yeah.
Do I double my Pokemon?
Oh, that's good.
What if I then like got Gotham.exe and just copy that, right?
Yeah.
And then I have like a whole bunch of criminals. What if I then like just double like or triple the amount of Jokers we've got?
Then you're going to get 0 stars for the question. Yeah. Because that makes
become
you
a villain.
What's the purpose of that?
Look, chaos.
I know Gotham's really struggling with one Joker.
Yeah.
What if we had 5?
Actually, how about this?
Yeah.
I put Batman. In a Pokeball. Copy him 8 times. 8 Batmans.
That's pretty good.
A bat family, all of Batman.
If you were like Penguin right. and you were facing, like, you're in an alley doing crime or whatever, and you turn around and you're like a 10-year-old boy, and the Penguin's like, where? And then you just throw out 6 Batmans, he's going to be like, I just don't know what. Are you a Robin?
Exactly.
What is happening?
Because the thing is with the bat family, the problem there is that's like a weakness for Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Right? Because everyone's like, you can give me Batman, but Robin's going to get it. And he's like, oh, I got to stop then. And a big thing for him was like, you know, either give up, you know, catch the Joker or whatever, or like sacrifice the family.
Yeah, yeah. Both.
This one is like, well, bat family, you're all fired. It's all me now. And like, he's just got himself to worry about. And if one of them dies, just copy paste.
Man, how rough if you're a Robin and Batman's like, it's fine.
You can just go, I guess. I know I've raised you for 10 years, but I've got 6 of me now. And like, let's be honest, Robin, one of me is better than 2 of you. So like, 6 of me is better than 1 of you, right?
I really like the person in the crowd that was like, ho, 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 like, whoa, Batman. Leave Robin alone.
Grayson. No one, that's who.
Can Batman fire you? Like,
is he paying us a wage?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But like, if I get accepted into the Bat family.
Hasn't Batman adopted Dick Grayson? So I guess you just have to put him back up for adoption.
I have some bad news. I'm unadopting you.
Gee willikers, Batman.
Go find a better family.
But like, because not all of the Bat family. Oh, there's one person feeling so sorry for Robin in the crowd. That's great. Somebody's just being like, that poor fucking guy, he's an orphan.
Oh, I should have done that before when I was holding the bottle that I hated.
Yeah, see, you're an idiot. Yeah.
You want me to help?
No, I'm still drinking this.
But the thing with the Bat family is that some of them aren't his actual family. He hasn't adopted them. So like, say I get into the Bat family, right? I'm just that good a hero.
Well, Barbara Gordon. All right, let's use her. Yeah, she's definitely not related to him.
Could Batman be like, I'm just done professionally with you, Barbara?
Well, he tries.
Yeah.
And then they just keep fighting as themselves and they're like, I'm not affiliated with Batman.
Or could then Batman then be like, I'm going to sue you? Like, is it a cease and desist letter? Can you please stop using my iconography?
I feel like Batman isn't a legal entity. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like...
Well, they're using his brand. Like, if you fire Batgirl, right?
Has Batman copyrighted the bat symbol?
Because if he hasn't, why isn't every single hero like, fuck it, I'm Batman. Fuck you, Batman.
There's actually anyone can be Batman.
He hasn't copyrighted it.
That's a real
problem.
You know
what? If you want to take down Batman, okay, different episode, but you want to take copyright the bat symbol. Litigate
take Batman to court.
No, you guys, Batman, vigilantism is already illegal. Batman's already a criminal. You're not doing anything.
Yeah, but
like,
this
adding one more thing to the laws he's breaking doesn't bring down the Batman. It just makes him, you know, it does nothing. It just makes you look like a dickhead. Then it's like, well,
yeah, I guess vigilantism is already a crime.
Yeah, like, I mean,
got me there.
Batman's not going to be like, oh man, I better stop using this Batman brand, otherwise I'm going to go to jail.
Like,
he'll be like,
yeah, you're right. Batman's not going to be like in the Batcave working on the back computer. There's a knock on the door. Somebody comes in. They're like, yeah, it's a summons. You've got to go to court.
How did you find it? Or then, all right, fine. I'll copyright the bat symbol anyway. Start making sweet Batman merch and make profit off Batman.
I'm sure.
Hate that.
I mean, he'll probably just beat you up in the night.
He might punch me in the face, but I'm like, what am I doing, Batman? Not legal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But like,
but he's already a vigilante. So
anyway, if you're Ash Ketchum,
yes.
And you cat, you somehow game the PC system of Pokemon, clone Batman after you catch a man.
Yes. Yep.
That's a pretty good hero.
If a poke,
if I then release like my copied Batman from a Pokeball, is he just going to be like Batman, 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 Batman?
That's scary. I don't think it turns them into Batman, Pokemon. Then you got to like put him down. You can't have that. You shoot that Batman right in the head.
Somehow the Batman.
Batman, Batman, up. Okay.
Only five more.
Then you just put the balls in the lake.
So like a Pokemon, right, is wild till you catch it.
Yep.
Yep. And then it works for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
So could you not just catch criminals to fight other criminals with?
Well, I guess, yeah. So you go and catch a wild penguin.
Yep.
And then you train him a bit.
Yeah.
Give him baths and feed him treats or whatever. Give him a haircut.
Yeah.
He'll love that.
He'll love you so much.
Oh my God, so much.
What if he evolves? What are you doing? What have you done?
Give him a thunderstorm. Let's see what happens. Cobblepot. I'm a human being. Shut up, penguin.
How about I eat this electricity rock?
Open your gob and you throw it down. You rub his throat.
I always thought if I had like Eevee, that's how I'd accidentally kill it. Eat this grass rock. Oh, no.
That was just a regular rock.
That's not how it goes into the Pokemon body, not down
the
mouth.
I'll get another one. Hey, Eevee, have this grass repository. Happened again. It's dead.
But yeah, would you be able to make Mr. Freeze fight the Riddler?
I guess if I've already trained him.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good hero because you're turning Gotham against itself.
Yeah.
There's something poetic about that.
Yeah.
Three stars.
Yeah, I was going to give you three as well.
Sick.
Do you know what Gotham doesn't have?
What's that?
A big scary ape wearing a tie. Yes!
Terrifying.
See, that's terrifying. Like the Joker, his whole thing is like madness.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But he can't like, nothing is madness in the face of a giant ape wearing a tie.
I do like the idea of the Joker throwing some of his like laughing gas at Donkey Kong and just nothing changes.
If anything, he just starts laughing.
Joker's
that's
like
terrifying.
I thought there was madness in my eyes, but looking into the eyes of this very formal ape, I don't know what madness is.
And he's got some of the same abilities as Batman. He can climb shit real good.
That's true.
And there's a lot of buildings in Gotham for that
ape
to climb.
As we established in the Jackson Belly Spooks America, you wouldn't know if a gorilla was on top of a building. So he's very sneaky.
Donkey Kong's stealth levels are so high.
Through the fucking roof.
I guess he blends in with the black night sky.
Yeah. Yes?
Yes.
But I just...
You're struggling there.
Ah, dang.
I'd just like to point out that Zammit gave me the shit microphone when we swapped before.
Yep.
And I don't like that. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Sorted. Yes.
Sorted.
Oh yeah, Donkey Kong's real strong.
Yeah.
So his punches would hurt just as much as Batman's, maybe more, because he doesn't know what ape strength is.
How big is Donkey Kong's head?
It's pretty small.
Yeah, it is. I was imagining him just eating someone's like
and like any kind of minions of like say, you know, the Joker or Two-Face, he'll just ground pound.
Yeah.
Just start slapping the ground, and then he's going, okay.
And he can live the double life of Bruce Wayne / Batman. He's already wearing the tie.
That's
true.
Oh,
my God, yeah. Take off the tie, go into a zoo, he's just a gorilla.
I was imagining they're like, into the car, Mr. Kong, and he sits in the back of a limousine, like, not knowing what's going on, because he's just an ape. Would you like a vodka tonic, Mr. Kong?
Oh, you're doing like Clark Kent, give him some glasses.
Yeah, he's going to blend right into like the formal events. And then at night he goes out and fights crime because as much he doesn't understand. He knows justice.
He's already got a ward. Did he?
He does. He's already got a Robin.
Diddy Kong is such a Robin.
Diddy Kong has guns. He's a Red Hood.
Not fair.
Diddy Kong packs heat, and that's really good.
And he's got fucking Funky Kong, which is basically like the Lucius Fox.
That's right.
He's already got a whole family.
He's got a Kong family.
He's got a Kong family.
That's so many Kongs.
And you got Lanky Kong, who's
stretchy.
Stretchy. That's, I'm trying to think. Is there a
that
a
Kong's
bat family
got a funny like, face? I guess. He's got no style though, or grace. Just doing DK64 rap lyrics.
Yeah. Live on stage.
Why not? Yeah. Cranky Kong, as someone pointed out. Not sure.
Alfred. Cranky Kong is his Alfred.
Oh my God, so it is.
The Kong family would be all right. They would just replace the Bat family.
I don't think any Batman villain is ready for a very angry gorilla. Like,
or an army of apes full stop. Imagine Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd. But Gorilla Grodd's probably like, come to Gorilla City. But imagine the Riddler. The Riddler being like, riddle me this, as an ape attacks him. He never get a riddle out before he was killed by a gorilla.
Not fair.
I definitely feel like Dong Yu is probably going to try and eat someone.
Oh, absolutely. Well, like, because he doesn't have Batman's no killing rule because no gorilla does.
That's scary.
All gorillas are willing to kill you. That's just nature.
It's kind of like, imagine if the Bat family were all the Punisher.
Yeah, and gorillas.
But also apes.
No, it wouldn't be the Punisher because the Punisher knows that killing is wrong. An ape has no knowledge that killing is a crime.
Yeah.
That's just jungle justice.
Exactly.
Jungle justice.
Jungle justice.
Jungle
That's
justice.
All it is. Jungle justice. JJ. Double J. JJLA.
Yeah.
Jungle Justice League of America.
Is the Justice League of America going to let King... Not King Kong. Donkey Kong into the Justice League, being that he is... Because imagine, yes, it's Donkey Kong here. But imagine if it was just an actual ape that started fighting criminals. Here's a philosophical question for you. Is that ape a superhero? Or is that ape just a problematic ape?
So
I reckon it comes
right,
to...
So we get an ape.
Wait, before you go into whatever you're going into, I think there's an easy definition of if Donkey Kong is a superhero or not.
Okay.
Does he put on his own tie? Because if he is sentient enough to put on his own tie, that's a superhero. If he can't, then that's just an ape.
But some apes just like put leaves on their heads for shits and giggles.
That's not tying a tie. Do you
Maybe
know
it's
tie
a slip-on.
Is it a double Windsor?
I feel like it's a clip-on because you never see it around the back of his head. He just clips it onto his skin. So I would argue that he's not clever enough. He just clips it on and it's just fucking God's good graces that he gets it in the center. He doesn't just have a tie on his shoulder or whatever.
But like after that many times, it's probably like indentations of that clip.
He remembers where, where the tie
Painful.
Goes.
Okay, not a superhero.
Yeah.
No,
unless an ape. That ape knows the criminal justice code.
Okay.
Because if that ape is out there stopping crime, then it knows what crime is.
There was a Superman chimp.
Super Chimp, yes.
Super Chimp. Bubbles a Super Chimp?
No, that was MJ.
That's Michael Jackson's chimp. He wasn't a Super Chimp.
No, that was just a chimp.
That's just the world's most pampered chimp.
Yeah, at that point.
And a sad story.
Yeah.
Very
Isn't
sad.
He getting, I think they're making a movie about that chimp soon. An autobiography.
An autobiography. An autobiography.
As written by Bubbles the Pampered Ape. I'm looking forward to it.
Opening day.
But so Superman has had a chimp in the past that must have, you know, known crime.
You're welcome.
Somebody's been sitting there being like, God, maybe they sent us a request. Please mention Bubbles that... No, wait, wrong chimp.
Please mention Super Chimp.
Yeah.
DK's a very good hero of Gotham.
Yeah.
Like, I think he got to live the double life of like when he's a formal or informal chimp.
Yep. Absolutely.
And plus he comes with a whole family. I'm giving that 4 stars.
I think that's four stars.
All right.
Did you try and start a chant?
No.
Okay. I was worried because like there's only two of us and I'm not going to champion my own idea. I totally would.
Four stars. All right.
So,
you reckon you could top that?
So, I mean, he's a bit dirty. For Gotham.
A bit dirty for Gotham.
But Wario, your boy, where again?
Very
because
similar
Wario,
to the Penguin?
Unlike nearly every other Nintendo character, has lived in a city. So like...
His advantage is he knows what a city is.
Yes. But if you think about it, that's an actual advantage. Like...
I guess.
Shy guys don't live in cities, so you take them to a city, they're shocked, you know?
Oh, yeah, where they're... Someone they just might like
they
into
don't know
a
what
building.
They're doing. Donkey Kong lived in a jungle,
which is, I mean, a city is just a concrete jungle, surely.
But dreams are made from.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. But my point is that Wario also comes with a car, a bike, the ability to eat people, which I think we established with Donkey Kong is fairly important.
I can have a car and a bike, don't eat people.
Not eating people. Plus, he's got no scruples or morals, so you know he's willing to get dirty. And also,
and I guess, you know, it's not the hero that Gotham needs. It's the hero that Gotham deserves. And I guess they do kind of deserve someone who's a little dirty.
Exactly, like your boy Wario. Yeah. Plus, Wario, unlike the other ones we've suggested, looks like a human, right?
But little. Wario's not big.
Yeah, which is scary.
He's kind of big and wide.
Imagine if you saw a person with the dimensions of Wario in real life.
Like,
you'd shit
stomping
yourself
towards you, chomping on a cigar like,
looks like you've been doing crimes in this city. You're like, oh my fucking God. I'm about to die. Also, imagine there's like a knock-knock at the Iceberg Lounge. The doors open up and in walks Wario.
In walks Wario with a bat. Someone won their kneecap shattered. Smack, smack.
And yeah, Wario's not going to use a gun because it's too impersonal.
I guess also...
Wario uses a sack full of pennies. That's how he... He fights crime.
Yeah?
Someone gonna die today.
That's not fight... That's like saying the mafia fight crime.
They fight in a way.
They fight other crime.
I mean, it's still crime, though.
Well, Batman's a vigilante. Isn't that a crime?
Yeah. Crime... Gotham has a strong
Here's
history...
Here's your words. Throw them in your face.
Of crime fighting crime.
Crime fighting crime.
And Wario is a crime against humanity. And nature. And also commits crimes.
Yes.
So he's the ultimate crime to fight the crime.
I don't think that the Joker would know what to do if Wario rocked up, was like, wham, crashed his bike into the Joker's lair, ate his bike, did a massive fart, blew a giant hole in the wall, which is Wario's like basic go-to move. Like, that sounds fucked, but that's like Wario's just like, yeah, I fart, blows holes and shit.
That's just who I am.
And
like,
pretty good.
Like, I'm not even making this up. In every video game Wario's in, a fart is just a move.
In the new Super Mario Kart, his horn is a fart sound.
That's fucked.
Like, he's based his whole personality around flatulence. That's sort of sad if you think about it.
He's like at least 40, surely.
It's kind of like, oh, fuck. It's like an Adam Sandler movie now.
Yeah. Here's a weird off-topic, sort of on-topic. What age do we think all of the Mario characters are? How old is Mario? Mario's
45.
Like, nah, I was going to say like 35.
He's quite youthful, actually.
Okay, let's go 32 for Mario.
Yeah.
Really?
20. Oh, wait. Him and Luigi are twins, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are they twins or brothers? Anyone
brothers.
Know? Everyone's like...
Brothers.
Definitely not twins.
Pretty sure.
We got really? One person saying fraternal twins.
And someone saying something taller. Just because someone's taller doesn't mean they aren't both twins.
It's very possible.
I would
Luigi's
say,
adopted.
I would say
twins.
Brothers.
Fucking hell. All right, Luigi.
And one day Mario's going to go up to Luigi. You're adopted. Get out. Yeah, if you can find someone, I'm firing you.
Like, oh,
I
no!
I am categorically, I am better than you, Luigi. Fuck off.
Imagine. It's more like Luigi comes back from fucking ghost hunting a mansion and all of his shit's out the front. Mario's like, I've been doing the math. And it's actually better for me if you're just not a part of my life.
What one of me is worth at least a 0.5 of you.
So we're like, I got a Donkey Kong. We made up. He's like a full-on ape.
I may have stolen, you know, his grandpa, but we made up. It's fine.
But Mario, I jumped real high.
Also, you were sleepy, though.
I'm so
you're
sleepy.
You're a very sleepy boy.
Yes, so anyway... The ages of Mario and his friends.
32 for Mario, 25 for Luigi.
Yep. Wario 45 for Wario.
Waluigi, 28. And
Waluigi, 19.
So a 45-year-old hanging out with like a seedy 19-year-old.
That's very wrong. It's a very wrong
Toad,
relationship.
80. Peach, 30.
Yeah.
Daisy, 25.
Bowser,
100.
Six.
It was a good period of time where Bowser just wasn't interacting with everyone.
Correct.
Donkey Kong 4.
He is a gorilla. He is a gorilla, that's fair. So how many stars are we giving me for your boy Wario?
Well, I mean, it depends, because hero of Gotham.
But it's the hero they deserve. So like...
By my rating, 1, but hero they deserve maybe a 5. Like,
Gotham's a trash heap.
Well, let's meet in the middle and call it 3.
Yeah, all right. I'll call it 3.
I'll take it.
Yeah. How about an actual hero this time.
Oh.
A hero of time. Link.
Can't talk. Nobody knows what he wants.
Someone was like, huh? And then I said Link, and they went, oh. Like, who were you thinking?
You know, what hero of hero? Time.
Zelda.
Waluigi.
Now I'm just playing Zelda with Waluigi in my mind, and I hate it.
His legs are so long.
He couldn't ride a pony. His legs are just dragging.
Let's go, Hossy. Oh, no.
You know when you're trapped in, like, the Lon Lon Ranch, and you just be like, I'm going to just step over this.
I'm going to go to this.
It's fine. Look, it's fine.
Can't talk. Comes into the Iceberg Lounge. Penguin's like, what? He's just like, yeah.
Sword.
I mean, I guess.
That's violence. That's too much violence.
Potentially.
You can't just kill a man.
All right.
I mean, Waluigi.
How about Zelda?
Better.
Has magic.
She can talk.
That's true.
Has ruled a kingdom.
Good at disguises.
Very good at disguises.
Disguises.
Is a ninja. Yeah.
Is a ninja. Uh-huh. Ooh, Zelda's pretty good, but is busy.
Very busy.
Very busy. And then, like, Ganon will come into the Gotham.
Yeah, Zelda, unfortunately.
But is Ganon, like, better or worse than, like, a Joker?
Well, he becomes a big pig sometimes.
Yeah.
Joker don't do that.
And Zelda often
sometimes.
Zelda rarely gets kidnapped by Ganon. Usually she's like, I'm doing a thing to help you.
To prevent
Ganon from doing a thing.
Yeah, if we make Zelda the hero of Gotham, does that mean Link's just fucked?
In, yeah, like, 100%. Hyrule?
He's just not getting any help whatsoever.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, you're right.
No, Luigi and Mario were twins.
Well, there you go. Fraternal twins, Mario and Luigi.
There you go.
It's like, but clearly it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Danny DeVito
twins.
You know, if you want to remake a Mario film live action, just twins.
Just do twins again.
This is a total side note, but it's so weird to think that in the 90s they were like, the Super Mario Brothers will make a great live-action film.
Yes.
What part of a video game are you like, on what's set in a movie?
Yeah.
He jumps real good.
Yep. It's kind of. I think they designed
what
the movie,
film.
And then they're like, this has nothing to do with the game. How about we make jumping a thing? And then they did, and it was an amazing film.
It's. I would very much like, you know, you get those like behind the scenes of ridiculous movies that happened. Like, I don't understand somebody looking at Bowser and being like, what if he was just a guy?
What if it was just Dennis Hopper?
What if we made him Dennis Hopper instead? Everyone's like, gold, write that down.
So going back to twins, though, I don't know how you sell that Danny DeVito. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, all right, so we're going to get like a movie and you're going to play the brother of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he's going to be like this amazing epitome of human greatness. But we need the opposite of that, a basic human garbage heap. Can you play this role? And Danny DeVito was like, yes.
I know, it is.
I can play this role.
Danny DeVito is basically like a real-life Wario, though. I mean, like, look at him.
Like, if you were casting a Mario film, you'd want Danny DeVito.
Oh, my God, yes. I would love to see Danny DeVito even photoshopped with just that spiky mustache Wario has.
Yeah.
But the thing with twins, like, if they came to me and they were like, in the 90s, mind, they were like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be the epitome of human, you know, a human being, and you're going to be the opposite. I'd cop that, because I think most people were, as compared to, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Or you could just play it, like, play it on your own. Like, if someone came to me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, Austrian, English, that is the opposite, I guess. Good choice, guys.
No, it's because you're fat, dumpy, and balding. No, it's because I'm
English. Because I'm English. Good choice. Sign me up.
Sign me up. Don't tell me otherwise, my ego needs this. But no, Link. No, Zelda. Yes.
Zelda, yeah. Zelda's good with a bow.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. But like,
there's lots of versions of her.
How often is Zelda actually out there, like, in the thick of it, though?
Well,
I can give you video games that she's in where she's in the thick of it.
That's good.
But well, it's not very exciting for me to list things.
Let's just go with the newest one, Breath of the Wild, where all she's currently doing is sacrificing herself to stop the big bullshit from happening. So she'd be very good for Gotham. Like, she's
one off to fight the demon bat, maybe.
And hang on. Actually,
yes.
If she starts doing what she's doing in the current one where she fights the demon bat head on, all the problems that Gotham face is all coming back to the demon bat. And now if she's being like, well, I'm going to distract him,
yeah,
and basically distract the
true.
Demon bat for so long, hopefully then someone else will come and stab the demon bat. So
for those not in the
know. I was going to say, you were looking, literally everyone looks very confused.
All right. So,
under Gotham, there is a demon bat called Barbados that's trying to make Batman, and that's why all of Batman's villains are the way they are. That's canon in the comics. That wasn't my decision.
So, yeah, there's literally a demon bat that lives underneath Gotham that's like, I'm creating versions of Batman.
It's called Barbados because, fuck.
Comics are beautiful.
Why not?
So
I guess Zelda, yeah. I just can't see her getting, like, not getting her hands dirty, but Zelda's dealing with, like, these large world-ending events, not like Joker's skinned 20 people. Like... Zelda's just going to be like, fuck.
Well,
that's intense.
So,
it depends which Zelda, which is not that exciting for me to say.
I'll call it a 3. 4. I'll call it a 4. 5.
5.
I'll call it a 5.
5.
A 3 it is.
3. Oh. It's boy.
All right. Final suggestion.
Yes.
And look, I think I'm onto a winner here.
I'm excited.
Everyone in Gotham, not that fast. Captain Falcon, real fast. Captain Falcon gonna catch crime literally.
So Captain Falcon, but like he just gets in his whatever it's called, the Falcon Mobile.
Blue Falcon.
Blue Falcon. So it just drives around the streets, hitting everyone.
Jumping out Falcon Punch into jail and.
So for those of us who don't know what Captain Falcon is, who's just imagining a Falcon in a nice suit.
A falcon that has risen in the ranks of the American military.
Yes. So Captain Falcon is in Super Smash Brothers. That's all I know him from.
He was in a racing game called F-Zero. He is a racing car driver from the future. He dresses like a superhero already.
That's true.
In Smash Bros., he's famous for his Falcon Punch, which is a really charged up flaming fist, basically. Again, very superhero-like.
I feel like as well...
He's also very, very, very fast.
Sounds like a better Iron Fist, to be honest.
If...
Everything's a better Iron Fist, Zammit, because have you seen that series? Am I right? Anyway, what were you saying?
It's trash.
Captain Falcon could get every one of Batman's villains. Look at me wobbling around here. He gets to every one of Batman's villains and just Falcon punch them.
That'll sort
that's
them
just,
out.
That's sorted, really.
Can any of the villains survive a Falcon punch?
I reckon even if they could, they're not going to do whatever they were doing again.
Like, all you human ones, they're gone. So, Joker, you're gone.
That's true. That's
Penguin,
a lot of
done.
Caved in skulls.
They're gone. Killer Croc, he might take maybe 2 Falcon punches, but after that, gone.
Actually, wait. A Falcon punch takes a while to charge up, doesn't it? It's like, Falcon punch! Yeah. And that Falcon, you can just shoot him. Falcon!
Then just kneecap him.
So like,
yeah, but also, like, if someone...
It's great to imagine you kneecap him, but he can't stop the punch. The ground.
It's like, get them in the ankles. Just.
If someone runs up to you and starts yelling Falcon, are you expecting a giant flaming fist?
No, I'm expecting
head?
A falcon. He's like, Falcon? I'm like, where? And then I get
bang.
Oh!
Head dented.
What a great toy.
So I guess, like, maybe he'll get the first 4 villains, and then after that, word will spread.
I think if you want a fast hero, why not go for Sonic? I know he's Sega, but he's in Smash Brothers once.
I guess you got me there.
He's real zippy, that's all I'm saying. Plus, he's hard to shoot.
There's no rings in Gotham, so he's fucked if anyone touches him.
That's true. You just shoot him once, and all the rings come out, and he's like, I got to collect these. That's me done.
What about Shadow?
He carries a gun sometimes.
He's fast and has guns.
And a car.
Ah.
He's got the best of Wario... And I guess the Punisher.
And I'm pretty sure there's like watermelon in Gotham, and that's what he collects.
Does it?
What
that's
the?
An- yeah? Another deep cut. Oh, no.
Like, Seager, good. What were you doing?
I mean, Shadow's fine.
But I really would be sad if we finished on Shadow the Hedgehog.
Ah, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
If we just throw at everyone that's in Smash Bros, Pac-Man, he'll eat him. Done.
Waka 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 waka. Ah. He doesn't discriminate between ghosts and villains.
The Wii Fit Trainer.
That'd
be all right.
Get everyone in shape. Mr. Yeah. Game & Watch.
Scary.
Make 2D. Him eat sausages.
Oh, no. Mr. Game & Watch is a good one.
Why?
Because he's 2D, so he'd like it be like a moving shadow in Gotham.
Yeah, but he looks goofy.
That's scarier. Yeah.
I wouldn't be afraid. I'd be like, that's silly. And then
you can
me.
Hit with a hammer.
I liked Pac-Man.
Pac-Man?
Because imagine you're doing like shady dock deals and you just hear like a waka 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 and you're like
waka 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 waka.
Hey, you hear that? Waka 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 waka.
Boom.
Waka 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 waka.
And you shoot him once and you're like, got him. He's like, boop, 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 boop. And then he just comes back.
He had another guy.
I guess he had another life. Uh-oh.
I don't know. And then get it.
Yeah, exactly.
What happens to you then?
Well, you go in the little box room.
Which is Arkham. You get sent to Arkham, but as a ghost.
Wait,
oh, no, a ghost Pac-Man's only way
good. Pac-Man's only good when he eats the blue pill, though. Like, otherwise, you can just get
him. So we just got to, like, goof him up on blue pills.
Yeah.
And send him into Gotham.
And just hope it doesn't run out by all the right. time that he's found the criminals.
So we got to make, like, just a beeline to Breaking Bad's house, Walter White, and be like, do you have any of that sweet blue meth?
Let's just get Pac-Man whacked out of his head on meth. Let him loose in Gotham.
Eats everyone.
Perfect.
That's the perfect fucking plan.
You know
waka, 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 waka. Wait, people are like, wah.
No, it's meth. Meth, it'd
but
be
then
fine.
There's
it'd
a day.
Very fast, and then you'll crash.
Actually, I've got one last one. And right. This is one that we haven't considered.
All right.
All right, so who usually gets robbed in Gotham?
Just everyone?
Yeah, but also, like, who are, like, really big victims in Gotham and in comic books in general?
Bank tellers?
Bank tellers and maybe just your average blue-collar worker goes to work trying to make a dime.
Or potentially maybe damsels in distress.
Damsels in distress.
Happens.
And someone spoiled my choice, but I'm going to build for it.
I didn't even hear him.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Now imagine if you went to go rob a damsel in distress and then all of a sudden she pulled out a turnip out of the ground and threw it at you and then hit you with a golf club.
I'd be shocked.
I'd be like, where'd you get the giant turnip? Why'd it hit me in the face? Why does it hurt?
Are there just turnips everywhere underneath?
Where did you hide that golf club? I have several questions and they've only just met.
My choice is Peach. Princess Peach.
I like that because one of her moves in Smash Brothers is she holds Toad in front of her. So if you put a gat on her and she just pulls out Toad, pepper
and
full of blood.
And he's a 70-year-old man.
As we previously established.
He's so old, but there's lots of them.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
Plus, she works out.
She works out.
She does tennis. She does all the games.
Soccer?
Soccer. Knows how to drive a cart.
She's also can float. Like, when she jumps, she's got such, like, floatiness.
Yeah, I like the difference between, like, Batman's really epic, whoof, as he, you know, he jumps off a building and her, like, whoop, 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 with her little umbrella.
No, but even with her dress, she floats.
Oh, she does too. Now that's cool again.
Cat suit. Yeah, she's got heaps of outfits.
That's true.
Yeah.
And also, like, the Joker is prepared for a lot of things, but he's not expecting to get hit in the face with a frying pan, which is also one of Peach's go-to moves.
Actually, I think kind of Joker would expect to hit with a frying pan.
What about a golf? What if she was like frying pan, golf club, tennis racket? Which
that would confuse him. That would
Smash
confuse
Bros.
Me. Yeah,
golf club, frying pan, tennis racket, turnip.
Gotcha.
Joker goes to stab up, pull out a toad.
Oh no!
It's really sad to imagine a toad dying. Me like, oh no. I'm
oh,
sorry,
no.
Toad.
Oh no. Whilst Peach is very good, I feel weirdly we're missing the average run-of-the-mill lad from Nintendo.
Yeah, he's
Mario.
Mr. Nintendo himself.
Yeah.
That's like, what his friends call him.
Not only is he just like average at everything, but he also has special hats.
That's true.
Like how Batman has a utility belt. Mario has basically that, but better.
Imagine if
he can be
like
a metal lad. He can be a raccoon boy. He can be a cat man.
Have the hats on a belt. Leap in the sky with your flying hat. When you're over the Joker, put on your metal hat.
Dead.
Squish him flat.
Dead Joker.
Also, like, actually, one thing we didn't even consider when we were talking about Nintendo characters is power-ups.
Yeah.
Mario's got fucking stacks.
Yeah. He
Get
can be big.
Big. Oh,
he
man.
Can
shoot
be big.
Fire at people.
So
he can be big and shoot fire at people.
So, like, him being big puts him about the same size as Donkey Kong.
Bigger.
Bigger than Donkey Kong.
Sometimes he gets bigger than Donkey Kong.
Actually, there's, like, the giant mushroom where he's, like, crushing
buildings. He walks through everything.
Fuck.
Level Gotham. What it deserves. True hero.
That's what I was saying. Kill 90% of them. 10% build it up better.
Mario has morals as well, so he probably wouldn't do the terrible things you guys are suggesting, which makes him a good hero.
And he's a plumber, so if Gotham has, like, a plumbing problem, i.e., kill a croc. Go down there.
Fuck,
get rid of it.
You're imagining him on like a toilet plunge, 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 plunge.
Out comes kill a croc.
Kill a croc. Book with a fire.
It's a me.
And he comes with his own ward. Luigi.
That's true.
He's got a bat family, the Mario family. He can have a Mario party in Gotham and everyone's fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
he's got a Batmobile. Yoshi.
Terrifying. If you're driving a car full of, like, I don't know, illegal toxic waste, and Yoshi's like, I'm pulling over.
Do you know what the worst part about Yoshi as a car is?
Yeah.
He can eat things.
He can eat your car.
He can eat you.
He can eat you,
then you're
mate.
An egg.
And then you get thrown at your mate.
Oh, God.
Weirdly, because Yoshi, how he eats things.
Yeah.
Kirby. Because he could just eat people and then become them. Like, use their powers.
Yeah, but they don't die, do they?
No, they turn into stars.
Oh, that's kind of beautiful.
It's kind of
very
nice.
When we die, Jackson, I like to think we all become stars.
Well, hey,
with Kirby,
someone once said we're all just stars.
Exactly. Kirby is the literal interpretation of that idea.
Ah, so he goes to the Joker, like, shits him out. Joker's now Stardust, now Kirby's insane. Shit. Okay.
Oops.
New problem straight off the bat. I'm sorry, I fucked up. See, we now have a psychotic Kirby.
Let's go back.
Ah, jeez.
You know what'll sort out the psychotic Kirby?
What's that?
Mario and his friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Kirby
yeah.
will just eat him, turn him into an egg, throw him into the sea.
Perfect.
That's one way to solve all of your problems. Turn them into an egg, throw them into the sea.
Why is throwing the criminals in the sea? We're like, what the fuck do you do with criminals? Prison? I don't think so. The ocean?
Yeah.
It's because...
Survive the sea. King Shark, that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe Killer Croc. Harlequin, put her in the ocean, she fucked.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, for some reason in my head, putting people in the ocean is better than killing them.
Is it because in your head you're like, they have a fighting chance if they can swim good enough?
I think it's mostly that, like, hey, I'm not doing a bad thing. They could survive. It's on them if
you've
they die.
You've become the scarecrow judge.
Or just Batman.
You're
just
like,
Batman,
hey, if you can walk across this thin ice and come back to Gotham, you're innocent.
No, but he's also just Batman. Because Batman's like, I'm going to break both your legs, leave you in this alley. You might bleed out. I'll be gone.
I'm so glad I didn't kill that guy.
My hands are clean. Yeah, they're all dickheads. I guess.
So, who
out of that rapid fire,
who is the best Nintendo hero of Gotham?
I like Mario and his family. That's wholesome.
I reckon Mario Party.
Yeah, Mario Party is the best hero of Gotham.
Because, like, every one of their flaws... Oh, wait, you get Bowser.
And Wario!
No!
Yay!
No.
You get Donkey Kong, too.
Hey, that's all right.
Not only...
I guess all of our choices, except your garbage Link one, are one in the Mario Party.
Yeah.
So Mario Party is the hero that Gotham...
Deserves
and needs. And
is going to get.
Because we're penning the new DC...
Imagine.
Fired. This is our idea.
Hi,
is that Mario?
DC office. I have a crazy idea. Sir.
You guys, you're owned by Nintendo, yeah? Right?
Yeah. Then just fired. So I think, yes, Mario Party I think is a good solution.
Yep.
Absolutely. Or Ash.
Both involve putting criminals in the sea, so both have my vote. Let's take it to the audience, I guess.
Yep.
All right. Clap if you think that Ash is the hero that Gotham... What was the question?
Couldn't tell you, mate. We started talking about, like,
best
twins for a while.
Best Gotham...
Nintendo character would make the best hero of Gotham.
Yes.
So if you clap if you think that Ash would make the best hero of Gotham...
That's not bad, but I don't think he's got...
No, I mean... and now clap if you think that...
Mario Party
would be the best hero of Gotham.
Mario Party have it.
Mario Party it is.
Wildcard choice, Donkey Kong. Yeah!
Winner! DK, DK, DK! Yeah, I am not good at starting chants.
No, you're bad at it.
I tried.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Thank you so much for coming to our like first ever Brisbane show.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.